This is CPR News. I'm Corey Jones. A new lawsuit claims that power lines from the San Isabel Electric Association sparked the Aspen Acres fire in southern Colorado. Officials have deemed the fire human-caused, and this complaint could reveal the source of the initial spark. It alleges that a witness saw a tree fall onto a power line in the San Isabel National Forest the day the fire started. You can read details at CPR.org. While some roads are back open and evacuation orders lifted, the fire remains active in the mountains west of Pueblo. It's over a third contained after burning nearly 100,000 acres. Around 2,000 people make up the crews fighting the fire. More than 850 structures have been lost, including over 300 homes. A public meeting is set for tomorrow night at 7 at a community center in Gardner. Meanwhile, the United Way says it has raised more than $1 million to help survivors of the Aspen Acres fire. The nonprofit has set a goal of $10 million in donations, saying the need is vast. Some tourists are rethinking travel plans because of wildfires and smoke across the West. Tony Schmidt owns the Uray Meat and Cheese Market on the Western Slope. The Gold Mountain Fire is burning north of that town. It's prompted evacuations, road closures, and the cancellation of a big 100-mile trail race.
The visitors canceled all their motel reservations, all their Jeep tours for weeks out.
Smith's business is down by nearly 50%. Uray officials say tourism is down about the same, but the Chamber of Commerce is encouraging tourists to keep coming, saying it helps local businesses. You're listening to CPR News at 90.1 in Denver.